Hello and welcome to On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. My name is Josh McCarthy, and right now you're listening to, of course, On the Money. And on this show, this is a show that for more than 25 years, the professionals at Certified Financial Group have been answering questions for listeners every week on WDBO and have become Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in program. And actually, it's the only call-in program where all of the hosts are in fact certified financial planner professionals. As one of the oldest and largest independent financial planning firms in the area, the CFP professionals have more than 300 years of combined experience providing financial planning and asset management to Central Florida families for more than 40 years. And this day, we are so fortunate to be joined by Nancy Hecht and the Oracle of Orlando himself, Joe Burt. Guys, how you doing today?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. As happy as I can be.
Sometimes feeling the 300 years. Especially after the last couple of weeks with the markets.
Actually, I guess you didn't get the winning lottery ticket.
Me? No, I did not. No,
the Mega Millions.
We just saw
a news flash that it was won by somebody in Illinois.
That's what Laurel was saying on her way out. She was, I'm moving to Illinois.
Yeah. Well, too late. Well, Nancy and I are here, as we have been for more than 30 years, to talk about your personal finances, things that might be on your mind, questions that you have, decisions that you're trying to make regarding your 401k, your IRA. Nancy and I, and now 13 other certified financial planners here at Certified Financial Group, provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee on Monday through Friday. But on Saturday morning, Nancy and I are here for you absolutely free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, as I said, decisions regarding some life insurance, maybe reverse mortgages, long-term health care, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all that and more is what Nancy and I, and as I said, the 13 other certified financial planners here deal with. But we're here for you absolutely free. So if you have any questions about any of those topics or perhaps something else I have not mentioned, all you have to do, because the lines are absolutely wide open, and pick up the phone. I see we have a call coming in right now, but you can pick up the phone, and I'll throw out those numbers. It's 480-WDBO. I believe that's correct.
Yes, I got your back, just in case. It's 844-580-9326. Or if you're more of a letters-oriented person, it's 844-580-WDBO.
There we go. So, and I see we've got a caller. Why don't we jump right in the call? If you are ready, can I cue it up there, Josh?
Hello, caller. Where are you calling from?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to know what your opinion is regarding taking advantage of a ladybird deed, a life enhanced, I think it's called something other than ladybird deed. That's a...
Sure. So it's a life estate.
Sure. Yes, that's right. To pass on a very high equity property that's free and clear.
It's a way to do it to avoid probate, and it's a simple way to folks do that. It doesn't necessarily avoid taxes at the sale by the survivor, depending on what the ultimate cost basis is when the survivor sells the property. But it is a way to pass that. And the purpose of the ladybird deed or the life estate, as you say, it allows you or whoever owns the house to live in that property for their lifetime. And then it passes on to the beneficiary, if you will, without probate.
But anything that you can do to make assets go smoothly from yourself to whomever you want them to go to, and as Joe said, avoided probate, I think is an excellent idea. And not enough people take advantage of something like the ladybird deed or any other things such as titling of, you know, bank accounts with beneficiaries, transfer on death, in trust, to make things easier for survivors. It's very thoughtful of you to do that.
I want to clarify what probate is. Probate is not a tax for our listeners who might not be familiar with that term. Probate is the time and expense of passing your assets that are in your name alone onto your survivors. If you have property jointly held, generally goes to the survivor without probate, but things that are in your name alone will go through probate.
That's how I got it. My husband predeceased me, and it was right of survivorship, and that's how
correct.
I have it in my sole ownership right now. And
yes,
I'd like to pass it on to my my two children. How many levels down can you put when you execute a ladybird deed? Can you pass it on subsequent to that? Can you name more than one level down from the two that you pass it on to?
So let me read between the lines here. You have perhaps two children that you want the house to pass to?
No, she's primary or contingent beneficiaries.
No, I think you have two children, as I'm suggesting?
I have two children, and the only right. one of them has children, two sons.
So your plan is to pass it on the two kids, and if they're not there, perhaps to their grandchildren or your grandchildren.
Correct. Can that be done?
You know, that's a legal question that I am not qualified to answer. I believe it can, but I'm not sure. Nancy, you have any thoughts?
And I'm on the same line. I believe it can, but I'm not sure. Whomever you're using to help you with this estate planning thing should be able to answer that question for you.
Yeah. And this is not do-it-yourself time. Seek an attorney that specializes in that, estate planning attorney, and he or she can draft up that document for you and get it done.
Okay.
Does that help you?
All right. Well, yes, it does. It helps me considerably, and I thank you very much. Take care.
Have
a good rest of the weekend.
You too. Thank you for calling.
Have a great weekend. All right, Josh.
All right.
So let's kick off the show. As we said, the numbers once again, that was our first caller, and the lines are absolutely wide open. So throw out those numbers one more time before we get into the topic that Nancy has for us.
If you have a question on how to handle some money you got, the number to call is 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-WDBO.
And the topic of the day is, Nancy.
All right, so this is a question I got from one of my clients. They were concerned what would happen if they pass on during a recession and the value of their investments has gone down. What would their daughter get? They were concerned that all the assets would have to be cashed out and then could go to the child.
Oh.
So, I mean, first of all, the client that was asking this question, in my mind, is nowhere near having to deal with this. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to be prepared. So, really, I put my client at ease by letting her know that all I had to do with the proper documentation was retitle the accounts in her child's name. And then the assets would stay intact.
At death?
Yes.
Right.
They would stay intact and just go from her ownership to her child's ownership. And then depending on what the child's needs are, you know, potentially having to reallocate. And when the markets recover, if we wanted to do any selling or anything, that could be done. But she was very relieved to realize that it was not a wholesale across the board. Everything had to be converted to cash and then go to her daughter's name.
Right. Yeah, our previous caller had the house. You can pass on those assets to your survivor. But what you want to do, as we also said, is to avoid probate. And if those assets perhaps are depressed in value, whatever they might be, and there's no need for the survivor to sell that those assets to live, as Nancy said, you just pass it on with the proper titling. Now, what kind of titling would we consider, Nancy?
Well, for retirement accounts or insurance products, of course, you have primary beneficiaries. Oftentimes, people don't think, as our caller had asked, about contingent beneficiaries, which is very important. So you want to make sure that you have the primary and you have the contingent. And the primaries could be as many people as you want, whatever their relationship is. You just have to determine the percentage going to each one, and same with the contingents. If you have non-retirement assets, bank accounts, investment accounts that are just general investments, then accepted designations are transfer on death, payable on death, in trust for.
Right.
And that will move the assets smoothly from you to whoever you want to inherit your assets and avoid probate.
And when we open up IRAs, of course, we inquire about who the beneficiaries are. You need the name, of course, and the birth date. If you have the Social Security number, it helps. And then there's also a little checkbox on the IRA beneficiary form, and a lot of folks don't even know about this. It's called per stirpes, S-T-I-R-P-E-S, as Latin means by the bloodline. Which means that if that beneficiary passes away, that let's say your child passes away and they have siblings, You can either have it passed on to the siblings, or if you check per stirpes, that means it'll be passed on to his or her bloodline. It'll go to his or her family, not the spouse, but his or her children. So you want to know when you're setting up those IRA beneficiaries, be sure that you talk to your advisor about all this contingency, because it is the smoothest way to avoid probate, as Nancy said. And that's the name of the game, is to try to keep your assets out of the court, make life simple, and move on and get her done.
And if there's a change in family dynamics, somebody passes on, there's a divorce, something like that, please remember to change your beneficiary designations, because I think we've all had a case where somebody has overlooked a life insurance policy or something, and the former spouse was named as the beneficiary.
Yeah, and it can get messy. Although the law has changed a little bit, there are some provisions, and if things are done, that the surviving spouse can get those assets, but it does get messy. So once again, as Nancy said, if you've had a change in family situation, a divorce, a marriage, a death, keep those forms intact, or up to date. Current. Yes, yeah. current. And I see we're almost up against a break here. Josh, so take it away, buddy.
You got it. Thank you so much, guys. If you have a question on how to handle some money or how to handle any kind of inheritance of money for you or a loved one, the number to call right now is 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-WDBO. You're listening to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Welcome back to On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. Your chance to get some expert advice from actual certified financial planners, a valuable, valuable resource that they're giving away just for free because they love you. They love the area. If you have a question for the team on how to handle your money, or if you want to turn some money into more money, the number to call is 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-9326. For example, we have Tom in Sanford. Tom, how are you doing this day?
Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
What's up?
Good.
Thank you. What's up?
Okay, got a quick question about connecting the annual gift tax exemption with the lifetime gift tax exclusion. Let's say, I guess a simple example is, let's say that I max out the lifetime gift tax exclusion for this year, which would be, $12.06 million. Okay, I give that to my son.
No, it's not for this year. That's not for this year. That's lifetime.
Yeah, I understand that, but I make that payment to him this year.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that uses up my lifetime tax exemption or tax exclusion.
That's correct.
Now, in the same year, can I also make gifts up to $16,000 to two other people?
No.
Well, actually, what I was going to say is, if you use up your lifetime gift tax exclusion, mm-hmm. you can give money to whomever you wish in whatever amount, but you just may end up paying taxes on it.
Right. So the answer is no. I think what you're after is, can you do it without paying gift tax? Once you use up that exclusion, that's it.
Okay. No, my understanding had been that those are exclusive. That one, you know, the lifetime gift tax exclusion, that, you know, I understand what that is. But in addition to that, I also understood you're also, entitled to make additional gifts of up to $16,000 to other people.
I don't believe that's the case.
My understanding is that you can make gifts up to $16,000 to as many people as you want, you know, as long as each gift is no more than 16, and not chunk into your gift tax exclusion. But if you give more than that, then you start chunking into the gift tax exclusion and have to pay the tax.
But that is a lifetime maximum. I mean, think about it from the government standpoint. Let's say you're Donald Trump or Bill Gates or somebody, okay? And you give away your 12 million bucks, but you've got 1,000 friends out there that you want to give $16,000 to a year. So that it really defeats what the $12 million exclusion is. So that is a lifetime exclusion.
So you would pay the gift tax on anything over that exclusion.
Right. Okay. And using your example, though, if I do give the $12 million to my son, I can, you know, give 1,000 gifts of $16,000 to, you know, 1,000 different friends. But if once I go over the $16,000 to anybody, that is then something
that...
You go over the lifetime exclusion of the 12 mil.
Right. Yeah, it's not... It's you don't get the 12 million plus $16,000 a year forever to whoever you want to give it to. Because that would defeat the purpose of the gift tax.
Okay, well, you know, I understand what you're saying, but
so if you made a gift of $20,000 to one person, are you going to have to pay gift tax on that additional $4,000? That's what you're asking, correct?
No. What I'm asking is, you know, I max out. I give the $12 million to my son. In this year, so that uses up my lifetime gift tax exemption.
Exactly.
In the same calendar year, can I also give $16,000? Let's call it $15,000 gifts to two other people and not have that be taxable?
No, the $16,000 applies to whether or not you have to file a gift tax return. That's all it means.
Right.
That's all it means. It means if you stay under that $16,000 limit, you don't have to file a gift tax return.
But once you use up the lifetime exclusion,
you
can continue making gifts. However, you're going to have to file the tax return for it.
It's a lifetime exclusion for gifts.
Even if those additional gifts are under $16,000?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I like your strategy. I like your thinking. But when you think about it, the government, you know, if you were Bill Gates, you can play this game all day long, give away tens of millions of dollars, and that's why that's there. I appreciate your creative thinking there, Tom, and thanks for the call.
Thank you so much, Tom. And Bill Gates, if you are listening to the show right now, feel free to call for your financial advice. The number is 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-WDBO. You're listening to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a certified financial group.
Welcome back to On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the rest of the show.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. Welcome back to On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. If you have a question for certified financial planners, we are so lucky to be joined by Nancy Hecht and the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt. And of course, they are part of the Certified Financial Group, qualified to answer any questions you may have. And guys, I have a question for you, if I may.
Go ahead.
Sure.
But before, I should give out the phone number because, you know, not selfishly, there are other people out there besides me. If you have a question for Joe and Nancy, the number is 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-WDBO. Okay. So let me just close your eyes. I'm going to paint a picture for you.
Okay.
Let's just say some random guy named Josh McCarthy, he went on a visit to Chicago, Illinois, and while he was stopped buying milk for his family, he picked up a Mega Millions lottery ticket. And will you know it, that number hit.
Yeah,
that number hit.
Josh.
And then Josh comes back home and walks into your office at the Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs and says, guys, I need your help. What do I do? What's the first step?
Well, hopefully you're a resident of Florida, not of Illinois, because for the tax consequences.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I was visiting. Yeah, I'm very smart with my taxes.
Yeah. The first thing you do is you take a picture of that lottery ticket, and then you put it in a safe place. And I mean a safe place, like a safety deposit box or a safe somewhere, because you need that ticket. That's the absolute first thing you do.
You would think in this day and age. Go ahead.
I was going to say, as much as you want to tell the world, you tell almost nobody that you won the lottery.
Don't know what got it. Okay.
And you set up a trust so you can accept it in the name of the trust and keep your actual name out of the press.
I'd back up one step with that. I would contact a certified financial planner at the risk of sounding self-serving, but work with a certified financial planner who will act for you as a fiduciary, then to serve as a quarterback for pulling together the people that you need, a tax attorney and a CPA, and your certified financial planner will act as a quarterback and then do some planning for you to be sure that those millions will provide for you and your family and all your loved ones and all the intentions that you want to do. So those are the considerations. And I think it's important that our listeners know, well, first of all, maybe some folks just found out or haven't found out that there was one winner in the state of Illinois. That's why you talked about Chicago. So somebody is, in fact, going to claim that $1.3 billion, I guess, which comes to about $600 million, I guess, if you took a lump sum, right, Nancy? I think that's the number.
I think. And then, you know, is that pre or
that's pre-tax. Pre-tax. And after tax comes about a little over $400 million. If you took that $400 million and put it in muni bonds today, you can get a little over $1 million a month for your lifetime, totally tax-free. Oh. However, here's the kicker, and a lot of people don't realize this. So you're gonna have to pay income tax on that money that you're gonna get. So you end up with $400 million plus. But God forbid you die the next day from excitement. You're gonna have estate taxes, and another 40% is gonna come off of the top of that. So, you know, Uncle Sam's always got his arm out there looking for the taxes. So planning is important, and that's what we do here at Certified Financial Group.
I worked with a guy years and years ago when the big jackpot was only $5 million. And he was a blue-collar worker, and he won it. And he had said it was the worst thing that ever happened to him. He had family coming out of the woodwork, people that he didn't even know. You know, friends, coworkers who all felt that he didn't earn it, so he wasn't really entitled to keep it all himself, and he should do for them just because.
Right. Yeah, you want to keep it secret and then be discreet. So the last thing you want to do is tell somebody. And, don't tell anybody if you can get away with it. Because once that word is out, you become prey and your life will change dramatically. And as we said in the break there, we have the good fortune of having some lottery winners as clients, and we've seen them do some wonderful things with their sudden wealth, as we call it. But sudden wealth is a two-edged sword. It can be a blessing and it can be a curse.
And from any way that it comes to you, whether it's through an inheritance or an award that you've received because of something.
Right, and we've had several clients with the,
Yes, sudden wealth is jarring for almost everybody who finds themselves in that situation.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry, in a similar vein of the sudden wealth, there are and nowadays, I know in the 90s it was more of a problem, but all-star athletes, they would go from the cities or something, and then they would sign their first big paycheck, but they didn't know how to handle their money.
Right.
So it's a very similar, if not all at once, this is a now sudden thing like the lottery. But if you just get a check worth $1 million, I wouldn't know what to do with it, so I would probably give you guys a call.
Well, tragically, Josh, a few years ago, I had one of those situations walk into our office. He was a linebacker for the University of Florida. He got a big signing bonus and immediately began to live the life. He got the posse and the cars and the good times and so on and so forth. A couple years into his career, he blew out his knee, and that was that, and the money was gone.
Wow.
And he was hoping that we had some silver bullet or something, and the sad fact of it is, and he didn't complete his education, which is even worse. And so the sudden wealth, if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't plan for it, it's like I said, it's a blessing and it can be a curse.
So one thing that I've told people when they've gotten into a situation like that is if there is one like not crazy itch that you can scratch, then you should get that out of your system. You know, a vacation, a vehicle, a piece of jewelry, something that's not like humongous chunk of the sudden wealth that you're in,
right. You
should do that. And then you have to step back and act as if you had never really received those funds.
Right, right. And I worked on a case not too long ago with some folks that were, in fact, lottery winners. They won a few million bucks. They went the Mega Million. And they were in their 50s, beautiful couple, caring couple, and wanted to do for themselves and for their family. But they said, you know, we've got this money. This is sudden wealth, more money than we ever had in our lifetime, in a lump sum. And they wanted to retire in their 50s. Mm. And they could not do that and do the life, the things that they wanted to do in their life, including taking care of family. And the key here is they needed to know that before they walked away from their current jobs. Because you've got all this money and you can live on it for a while, but it's going to be gone. And you're in your 70s, and all of a sudden you're living on Social Security because you had a good time for 10 or 15 years, and now you got to make changes. So it's easy to show them, you know, if you do this and if you do that, you work a few more years and get this money working for you, you're going to be fine. But if you just go off, you got a couple million bucks and you're going to be okay for the rest of your life, particularly if you're in your 50s.
Yeah, because you're looking at, I would say, at least 35 to 40 years of life ahead of you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's one thing that I end up discussing with a lot of people in my retirement plans that they don't actually think about. They think about when they're going to retire, but they have to be reminded that you're going to live for decades into retirement.
Exactly.
And everything has to work for you so you can maintain the life that you want. Nobody likes to go backwards and make their lives smaller in retirement.
And you have to have your money grow for you, because look what inflation is doing. I mean, if your money is buried in a savings account earning nothing, if inflation stays where it is, you've actually lost 9 or 10% of your money. You may have the same amount of dollars, but in terms of what they'll buy a year from now is not so good. And talking about growth, I mean, what's happened in the market here this last month, Nancy?
We've had the best month that we've had in a really long time, that's nice.
Yeah, and some of those folks that were sitting in cash waiting for the sun to shine, I mean, the market's been, the S&P's up over 9% for the month, NASDAQ's up over 12% for the month. So if you're sitting in cash, and this is why you can't time the market. You know, there's folks out there that says, well, I got out, but I'm going to get back in when it gets better. Most of the gains that you get sometimes are in a bear market. And we've had it this month. So if you're sitting in cash, perhaps you've lost this opportunity. This is why you can't time the market. What you need is quality and diversification to get you through the good times and the bad.
And the discussion that I'm chronically having is that just because the value has gone down, just like what I, you know, with my client who asked the question for the topic today, doesn't mean that you've lost. You do not lose until you sell.
Right. So. And that's the key to planning.
Talking to people that, you know, have regular deposits going into their 401ks, or they're doing regular dollar cost averaging investing outside of a retirement account. What we've seen with these declining markets has allowed everybody to buy more shares on sale.
Right.
And that's a gift. I mean, if the markets are down when you're in the accumulation period, then you're being able to buy more and more shares with every single deposit that you make into your investments. And the more shares you have equals more income when you do actually retire.
Yeah. As we say time and time again, the stock market is the only market that when things go on sale, people run out of the store.
Right.
And it's when you ought to be running into the store, and you got to think long term. And the key, as Nancy said, is you don't lose until you sell. And that's where planning comes in. You want to have enough cushion that when times are down, you're not tapping into your investments to be able to afford your cost of living, or have your investments, a portion of it, into relatively low volatility things that you can sell as you need them. And that's where planning comes in. So that's what we do, Nancy and I, and the 13 other certified financial planners do day in and day out for our clients here in Altamont Springs. We also have an outpost in the Windermere area manned by Rodney Ownby. Rodney is a certified financial planner and a CPA. In fact, you can reach him right now at our office by dialing 407-869-9800. That's 407-869-9800 or 1-800 executors if you're executing a legal document. And if the line is busy, Rodney promises to call you back, and he'll be glad to take your call. So if you want to, and we offer a no obligation visit, right, Nancy?
Yes. Complimentary consultations are something that we've done for decades, and it'll just give you an opportunity to ask all the questions that have been bothering you, and for you to get to know us, see our offices, learn a little bit about who we are and how we work with our clients, what our planning fees might be. And it is, as I said, complimentary.
And we've got some workshops coming up. You have that schedule?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so we have some workshops coming up. The next one is?
August 17th from 7 to 8 in the evening. That's a Wednesday. Social Security Planning, Basic Rules and Claiming Strategies. This is hosted by Charles Curry. And then after that, on August 27th, this is a Saturday from 10 until 12, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., Healthcare Options in Retirement, and that's going to be hosted by Gary Abley. The workshops are complimentary. bring your questions and maybe something to write with, and both of them will offer some light refreshments for you. But you do need to make a reservation, so please go to financialgroup.com, look for the workshop tab, and make your reservation.
So as Nancy said, they are absolutely free. People say, well, why do you do this stuff? We do it for basically two reasons. Number one, to see that you don't become a financial casualty. They don't teach us this stuff in school, and we're here to help you. Secondly, to introduce you to us and our firm. This way, whether you need financial planning and investment management now or sometime in the future, perhaps you'll give us an opportunity to earn your business. But they are absolutely free, and I guarantee you, you'll walk away with valuable information. And the one that Charles is doing on
Social Security.
There's so many different ways to claim Social Security. Making the wrong choice could cost you tens of thousands of dollars. So he's going to cover that. And then
my husband needs to go to that because he's going to have to do that.
Ooh, there you go. Coming up. And I see we're up against the break, Josh, so take it away, buddy.
You got it, Joe. Of course, we're talking with Joe Burt and Nancy Heck. They are certified financial planner professionals with the Certified Financial Group. And you're listening to On the Money here on WDBO. If you have a question for these professionals about a way to handle your money, 844-580-9326. Call that number, talk to me, but I know I'm just the middleman. I'll put you on with the pros. Or if you want a more of a letters person, 844-580-WDBO. We'll be right back with one more question here, a text question that's vital, kind of in that same vein where you get some sudden income and you want to know how to handle it. That's coming up next on The Money, and we are planning tomorrow.
Today!
At the Certified Financial Group.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
Welcome back to our final segment of On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. Talking with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, and Nancy Hecht, both certified financial planners, professionals with the Certified Financial Group. Of course, if you have a question for the team, the number to reach me is 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-WDBO. A bit of a topical conversation we're having today. I don't know if you guys heard. Breaking news. Dong! We have a Mega Millions winner. The ticket was not claimed yet, but it looks like the ticket was sold out of Illinois, and they've been giving, they being Joe and Nancy, been giving valuable financial advice on how to handle that if that winner walked into their office. A bit of a similar vein here. We have a question from Marie in Orlando. Marie just sold her house, and she's kind of in between houses right now. So she's got a lump sum from the sale of her house, but she wants to know if you guys have any advice on how to handle that lump sum in this maybe a questionable time in the market.
Well, assuming that Marie is shopping for a new house, my rule of thumb is if you have a lump sum of cash that you're going to need to use in the next 18 to 24 months, it basically has to stay in cash, checking, savings, money market. There are some liquid accounts, right, Joe, that are earning some decent rates?
Right. Yeah, right now you can go with American Express Savings. We'll get you a 1.25% annual rate. And that's pretty competitive out there. It is liquid. Put your money in today, take it out tomorrow. And that's, that's about as good as you're going to get.
For cash, yeah.
The important thing is to distinguish between savings and investing. People come to you and me, Nancy, say, where can I invest this money for the next 6 months?
Right. You can invest it in a money market
account. Right.
Yeah. That's it. You know, if you need to use dollars within the next 24 months, they need to stay liquid.
Yeah.
You need to have them available for, this particular need, such as Maria buying the house.
Investing by definition is long term. It's a definition of between savings and investings, and investing is for the rest of your life. Savings is for you need the money in the short term, and you need to know that difference when you're, and that's what planning is all about, right?
Yes.
And that's what we do. So I see we're up against the clock here, Josh. I just want to remind our listeners that we're also doing Score My Funds, go to scoremyfunds.com. If you want us to grade your mutual funds, it's all self-explanatory. Our website is financialgroup.com, and you can reach Rodney Ownby right now, and even sometimes past the hour. You can reach him at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTE. And that about wraps up our show for today.
Right, and if you want to take advantage of a complimentary consultation, you can do that through our website also at financialgroup.com.
Thank you so much, guys. You're listening to On the Money here on WDBO, the number to reach us. Well, now, if you just tune in now and you're like, oh, I've got this dying question, well, good news, we're still available for the time being. Rodney is sitting by the phone waiting for you to call in to reach Rodney. The number is 407-869-9800. That's 407-869-9800. You've just listened to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a certified financial group. Much more.